structurally they have made it more secure, but I don't think that that's good enough that we should settle with it. Structurally it's fine, but aesthetically it looks awful and it doesn't provide any shelter. And this is one of the main, it's the main location that an awful lot of people come and visit Saigon, as I said. So this is the first impression. It's just a poor first impression as far as I can see. And I did mention to you in the past that Galway Station has actually received 70 million euro in funding for a project to extend the platform from 2 to 5, so they're getting an additional 3 platforms, and they're also getting a brand new roof as well. So, you know, I think that we shouldn't have to just put up with getting us something that's made structurally sound and leave it, and then, you know, where you've other stations then that are getting, they're getting the multi-million euro investment, and, you know, it's unfair. And you know, I think that we're not, I'm just going to ask the TDs to keep raising this, to look for money from the MTA, you know, to make it more aesthetically pleasing and to provide shelter for passengers.
Well, that's kind of it, Councillor, because there was a few interesting bits in that response, and then just in terms of the bit you're highlighting there of it, that it's not aesthetically pleasing, but it doesn't provide protection, but it is structurally sound. Does it feel like it's almost like you're being told there that should do yet, that in terms of, it feels like the bare minimum in terms of structural sound is what is completely expected at train stations and shouldn't be overly praised that is in place, that the area and people travelling deserve a lot more than just it being structurally sound. Would that be fair?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's like, well, it's not going to fall down now anyway, which is thinking, well, thanks very much. You know, that's great to know that it's not going to fall down and it's safe in that regard. But again, as I said, it's such a historical station as well, and it's such a historical building. And there should be funding for these buildings because there are not too many of them around the country. And, you know, with the history that's involved with it, and it could easily be a place that could be on a Sligo tour, a walking tour, if it looked okay, that you could actually bring visitors to it and you could tell them the history and the the importance of Sligo train station and the original design as well, and the original architect who designed it. And you know, it's like everything else, you know, we're just we'll give you this and that's fine. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, sure, be thankful for what you have.